neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
In Hallel, we mention Yasor Yisrani. The Samech is Sheva Na. Yasor Yisrani, Ya, Velamavet Lo Netanani. So we mention in Hallel that Hashem gives us a very special Yisurim, but Velamavet Lo Netanani. But this special Yisurim is not, God forbid, to take the life away. So now the first question that we should ask, so why there is such a procedure that we need the Yisurim? Ya follow? It says, Yasor Yisrani, Ya, Velamavet Lo Netanani. So from here we understand that obviously sometimes one feels that it's not worth it because it's too painful, because it just almost feels like you could do without it, or would be better if would be the other option rather than the hardship. So now here he says, no, Yasor Yisrani, Ya, Velamavet Lo Netanani. So that means the pain that I feel is not for not going on to continue, but the purpose here is that is to add life. It's too complicated, no? See, anytime that you like to expand, to clean, so you have to go through cleansing. So now, Chassid Shalom, to make stitches work, you have to clean first. And to clean, it burns, because alcohol burns. So now, when it burns, then you feel that, you know, it's too painful. So then our outcome will be the burning end up to heal. So that means every healing, it needs some type of pain involved. You follow? So now, if I see that maybe I'm trying to expand, to improve, and there's no pain, so that means
something's wrong.
Yeah, I'm wasting my time, right? So now here the pasuk is teaching us Yason Yisrani, Ya, Velamavet Lo Netanani. So that means the process that is Yisurim. As you know what Yisurim means? You know what Yisurim means?
Yes.
What does it mean?
Hardship.
No.
Purify.
What does Musar means? What's the difference between Musar and Yisurim?
Musar is the Yisurim.
No, it's all one root. Asur. What is Asur means?
Forbidden.
What is Asir means?
Yerefah.
Yeah. Prisoner. So they're all the same, no? Asir, Asur, Musar, Yisurim. Why they have the all same root? Sar means to stay away. That's why it's called Asur. What is Asur means? You should not go near it. So now we have a term, it's called Asir. Persian also, they call it Asir. It's Hebrew. Why? Because when you're told to stay away, you feel that you are in the prison because you're not supposed to do it. Let's say you tell somebody, don't eat this, but he wants to eat it. So now when he stays away to not eat it, he feels very pain because he wants to eat it. You tell him to be happy, but he likes to be achmu. So now when you ask him to change your habit, your attitude, so then it's very hard for him because he has to stay away from whatever that he's used to do, he's habited to do. So that's why these four terms have the same root. Yisurin, Musar, Asir, Asur, they're all the same thing. Why? Because to stay away from something that you're habited to do is the most painful thing. So that means to change what you used to is a very, very impossible thing. And that's why he says, Yasor Yiserani, yeah? Velamamed Lonetan Ani. So that means when I'm told that I have to change my habit, it's not that it's killing me. That means it's adding life to me. But for me, it seems like let's say somebody's habited, not for anyone, to smoke. So now you tell him, don't smoke. You know what it is for him? Tisha B'Av. And the question that is asked, how come he says, Yasor Yiserani? He says it twice. He said, Yasor Yiserani, yeah. That means, what? Yasor Yiserani. How come he says twice? He should say, Yiserani Hashem, Lamar Elotanani. Why? Why he says twice? Because from here we learn that Hashem keeps chasing after us. So from here you learn that whoever that does it to you once, he wants to destroy you. But if he does it constantly, that means he wants to add life to you. So that means if you see somebody just hit some run, leave him alone. No good. But if you have somebody around that is after you constantly, that means he wants to add life to you. Hashem is like, you know, it was not a shame to be able to accept this, such a matanot, such a gift, it was not a shame, that they're adding life to us. And it was not a shame to see the Chodesh, my name is Machot, it's all to God. Amen.
Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.